This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Mego, we have a birthday announcement.
What?
Yeah. I can't believe I went an entire hour without mentioning it, but I got to give a very special happy birthday, 23rd birthday, to my guy Drake May.
I thought you were going to say producer Tom.
No. Tom's still only 22. He's not 23 just yet. He'll get there eventually.
All right, happy birthday, Drake May. God, he's young.
He is really young.
What a baby.
617-779-7937. Mego and Shine with you today. We're taking you up until noon, basically right up until college football, baby. It's locked and loaded. College game day is on the TV. Big noon kickoff is on the TV. We're ready to rock. Texas, Ohio State is the big game at noon today. I gave you the betting update earlier. That has now flipped back to Ohio State being the favorite in that one, -1.5. So a lot of sharp money came in as soon as they became home underdogs. Just a heads up for those out there who are degenerates like myself. But Mego, before the break, we talked about the Patriots rivalry jerseys. I will allow you to start because I feel very passionate about this, and I want to get your thoughts first before I give my take on these jerseys, on this outfit. Mego, how did you feel about the New England Patriots rivalry jerseys?
Okay, my first point here is I'm really confused why the NFL is doing this overall. Like,
merch.
I know the idea. I know, but why not all the teams?
Very fair point. Also, the other thing that confuses me is they don't wear it the same day as the team they're facing. So, like, the day the Patriots are wearing it, the other team, I think it's the Jets, are not wearing theirs, which doesn't make any sense to me.
So, only a couple conferences are doing this at all, which is really weird to me. That's odd.
Yep, usually just the AFC East and NFC West.
Usually, if you do something, it's league-wide.
Generally.
So why are you specifying these very randomly? And it's not like it has historical significance for these teams. They're called rivalry. None of it makes sense. But if you're talking about the jerseys and everything, the getup overall, I think they're like most of these alternate jerseys in all the sports. I think they're like a 6. I don't think
six
they're
out of 10.
Yeah, I don't think they're as terrible as people are making them out to be on social media, or that I've heard some other people on broadcast say. Like, my one thing that I really don't like about them, before, like, the color's fine with me. I don't think they look too much like the Colts or the Titans or Carolina. Mm-hmm. I think they're fine. The color is interesting to me. I actually kind of like the little red stars around the neck. I think that's interesting. The white helmets. I always like the Patriots in white helmets. I would have liked if
Big
you
same.
Had Pat Patriot on that helmet.
Big same.
And if you just had that in an outline in that same color of blue as the jerseys, I think that would be freaking sick. And it would look more Patriot-esque. Like, that would be a cool tie-in.
Yep.
But they didn't do that. I hate the gradient number. I just like numbers on jerseys to either be solid or stitched in. The gradient thing, I hate that. It just, to me, it looks like low end, like it looks like FCS to me. Not to be rude.
No, because
look,
please.
Like all due respect, it looks lower end to me of a Division I school, and I don't like that. Like for the Patriots, for the NFL, that's the only thing with these uniforms that really irked me. I saw the color, I was like, "Ooh, that's interesting. That's kind of cool. Like the red stars, like those details." That number gotta go. Like I hate the little black gradient on it. Gross.
Yeah, I'm right around the same grade as you. You and I are very similar in that I think this is like a 4.5 out of 10.
Okay, I said 6. Yeah. You're giving it a failing grade.
Yeah. But it's because, so here's the thing. I think the white helmet rips. I think white helmets are awesome. I love them. I think on most teams that go with them, they are really good looking. I think they're sharp. They pop. Love the white helmet. I agree with you. It could be better if it had a Pat Patriot instead of the Flying Elvis. I think a lot of people in this area just don't love the Flying Elvis in general, and so would rather see the Pat Patriot, which will lead me to my second point in a moment, but I want to finish hitting on this jersey, because low-key, this jersey is dog water. Like, it's not good. It's so bad. The stripes on the shoulder are stupid. I hate when teams do this. It's such a low-end, low-rent move. Like, figure something out to fill out the rest of the jersey.
You don't like stripes on the shoulder?
No, it looks stupid. It's dumb. That's like, it's like Madden created team dumb. Like, it's stupid. It's so bad. The any on the side of the arm is okay. I kind of like that. I agree with you. The red stars are fine. The number, you're absolutely right, stinks out loud. It's so bad. It looks like it should be on like a knockoff jersey on one of those in like TJ Maxx. Like, it looks so
whoa, we don't need to disparage TJ over here.
Sorry, love TJ Maxx, I love Marshalls, but it's like one of those knockoff jerseys that you randomly find on the shelves, like at one of those stores or some other.
It makes it look like a t-shirt jersey.
Yeah, it's
like
so
when
bad.
You buy, you don't want to so go bad. All in on the player and buy the jersey, so you start out with the t-shirt.
It's
That's
so
what it
dumb.
Looks like.
And then the jersey color itself, it's like this grayish blue that invokes no... nothing in me. It is.
It's
just
the
kind
ocean,
of,
bro.
It's no. That's not the color of the ocean. If
yeah,
that's
it's the ocean in a storm. That's no, what it's supposed to be.
It's
like
gross.
That's the color that the ocean turns when a hurricane is coming.
It's gross. And also, like, it would have looked better if you were gonna go with this color. You go with the same color pants and white socks instead of vice versa. Like the white pants with this jersey don't do it. It just, the whole thing kind of stinks out loud, if I'm being completely honest. Now, some of the other ones are pretty good. I just think that, to go back to it, how we love the Pat Patriot, if you're going to do rivalry jerseys, why are they not throwbacks?
Yeah,
like, throwbacks indicate rivalries.
They should have just gone straight up the old blue.
Yeah,
like
100%.
Like the royal blue.
That's so much better.
People have been begging for the royal blue for years.
Yep.
I know for some people, they'll think like Bills, but whatever. Patriots had it.
But, like, the updated throwback jerseys are sick. Like, the Kelly Green Eagles jerseys. I know you hate the Eagles, but still, those jerseys are awesome. The cream, like, the gold Broncos jerseys with the old Bronco on the helmet are great. The creamsicle Bucks uniforms are sick. Like, give me those instead of these new fangled crap that you're throwing my way.
How would you feel though if they did this exact like same design in every way, but it was in the royal blue?
It would be better.
Would it bother
still
you
not great?
Because you'd be like, you're bastardizing that jersey?
No. I want them. I think updated versions of throwbacks are the way to go. Like, I think that's how you should be approaching alternate jerseys now, just because I think it brings the sense of nostalgia from the past, but then also allows that like new saturation of colors, the new textures that you have in like the present day compared to back then can really make those things pop and look awesome. And I think that would be the way to go instead of giving me new jerseys that nobody cares about.
Well, I'll tell you this much. This jersey's not going to hang around. Like, it's not going to stick around at all. It's not going to be like the marathon jerseys that the Red Sox wear where they
no.
do something and then it stays for years because it's cool and people love it.
Yep.
Or even the new Green City Connect ones.
Those
that
ones
people
are
like
sick.
A lot. Yeah, this is not going to stick.
This is not that.
And if this team is really bad, like if it's another 4 or 5 win team, this jersey is going to become like a meme in itself. It's going to be like, ooh, the like gray blue Patriots that year was so bad.
I got to tell you, the Patriots have some of the worst jerseys in football. I love the Patriots, and I will wear the jerseys proudly because I have a Travion Henderson jersey. I have the Drake May red jersey. Like, I will support my guys till the end of the earth. But God, can we get some? Can we get like some new eyes in here? Can we get some new new beta testers in here to really kind of focus groups in here to really help them out?
I don't think they're as bad as people make them out to
be.
They're
so mediocre.
The navy with silver pants is fine. Like, they're fine. They're not offensive. I mean, look at me. Like, I grew up with this entire franchise that now is the Commanders. We have an awesome quarterback, so we're excited about that. But, like, our jerseys aren't even our uniforms aren't even uniforms. They have zero character whatsoever. They just have a big W on the side, and we're like, okay, we got to be psyched about this because
yeah, but at least it's a unique color for the most part. Like, you know what I mean?
Guess.
This is just blue and red. Like, I'm gonna go back to it. I hate the stripes on the shoulders. Those piss me off.
You're just nitpicking here. Like, the stripes on the shoulders are fine to me. What is the greatest jersey in the NFL?
The best jersey in the NFL are when the Ravens go all black with the purple highlights.
Oh, I was going to say Raiders.
I like the Raiders because it's classic, and I think the silver helmet pop. Ooh, that's another one. The Saints, when they have the black jerseys with the gold helmets, that really pops. I think that looks really, really good. The all-white Bengals jerseys are gas. Those things hit so hard.
I'm starting to question your taste over here.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
You're like going off with these random ones. Nobody thinks about the Saints as having the greatest uniforms. I was surprised that you didn't go Dallas because most people go Dallas.
What?
Because they love the star.
No, the
and
Dallas uniforms
are not
good.
Simple blue and white or blue and silver.
Bad.
I think that for me, it's got to be Raiders or Niners. Like,
Niners are
just
really
so classic.
The Niners ones are very, very good. You're absolutely right about that. I do love the Niners ones. Everybody has different tastes, but I think a lot of
yours are like all white Bengals uniforms. Get out of here.
That one rips. And that's another reason why I hated the Bills one, by the way, is because I was like, a team has already done the whiteout. They did it better than you. What are you doing?
The Bills one made me think of like, when they had Josh Allen out there in the all white, it felt like some weird like rom-com where there's a football player who's like an angel or something. And this is how they signify that the lead
angels
is an
in
angel.
The end zone.
Yeah, exactly. It looked like angels in the end zone.
Okay. 617-779-7937. Ooh, a Twitch participant from the Greg Hill Show, Honey Badger, has called the program about the jerseys. What's up, Honey Badger?
Hey, Shane. How's it going, buddy? I want to say you are 100% right. The best Patriots jersey came out 50 years ago, and it's the throwback jerseys. All of them in the 21st century have been mid. Just mid. The Reds are the best, and you're right, buddy. Just
Thanks.
Want to back you up.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I agree. The best Patriots jersey we have is the red one, which they don't wear enough.
Do you know how good the design has to be for people to love those jerseys when the team just perpetually sucked?
True.
That just is a testament to the design of that uniform.
Yeah, 100%. I would also love, which team was it that wore the Houston Oilers throwbacks? Was that the Tennessee Titans? Those ones are sick.
That would make sense.
Those are so cool. I love those jerseys. Those ones are also awesome.
Has been the Fashion Corner. Well, really quick, I would ask, out of all the Boston teams that do alternates,
yep,
what is your favorite alternate of all time?
So I think the green Fenway or Red Sox jerseys, so like the green Monster jerseys, are sick. I love those. I personally, I think the best overall uniform in the entire city is the Celtics black with green print. In my opinion.
Are you high?
No. I think that is the best jersey in the
Shime.
City. Those Celtics jerseys are sick.
I'm flabbergasted.
I think
I don't
those
know how
are
to
the
respond
best
to that you wouldn't go classic Celtics green with the white print.
I'm out on
the
that.
The Celtics
I'm out
green
on it.
And white is literally
old.
The perfect uniform.
It's old.
And you're going with the black jersey, you might as well just said action green.
No.
Like, get out of here.
The black jersey with the green print is dynamite. I think the old Winnie the Pooh Bruins jerseys are dynamite.
Those are good.
Those are so good. I even loved, and it was stupid.
The cocaine bear
one? The cocaine bears were so good. Those are like some of the ones that are like so kind of dumb that they're amazing. And it's like, yeah. Oh, so
you
good.
Had to have like awareness with it. You 100%. My feeling with a lot of, especially the NBA ones, like don't take it so seriously. People generally like when the Celtics alternates just look more like the Celtics jerseys.
Yeah.
When they go too far in another direction, people tend to get pissed off. Like I think everybody liked the one that they did a few years ago where it was the dark green with the script, and people liked that, but it also kind of looked like the Milwaukee Bucks. Like you never really win with these alternate jerseys when the regular jersey is so good. But I can't believe that you picked the black jerseys out of all the Celtics jerseys. That is such a bizarre take.
I also love the green ones with like the black stripe down the side. I just think green and black is the Celtics green in particular with that black is such a good combo. I think it's so good.
You're a weirdo. I don't know if I can continue this.
Okay, is the Celtics white and green the best jersey in the city, or is there a different one you had?
I prefer the green with white lettering on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. I think the white and green is fine. It's very middle of the
road. It's the perfect
non-aggressive.
Uniform.
It's not
the
abrasive.
Perfect uniform.
Yeah, it's fine. 617-779-7937. There was your uniform update with Mego and Shime here on WEEI. But right now, Tom is going to get you caught up with what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Mega and Sean here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Peyton Tolley came out looking pretty good in his first outing in a Red Sox uniform. We're going to get to him in just a couple of moments. But, Mega, let's hit up a couple calls here before we dive deep into Peyton Tolley. Let's go to Mike in Framingham. Wants to talk about Micah Parsons. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, how you doing? Mega, you make a comment about you don't expect to win this year. 2001, we didn't expect to win. the Giants a couple of years when they were going to fire Alex as the name coach. They won. A lot of times, teams don't expect to win. But that's not what this young season. You get a chance to get the stud. You get the stud.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, that like if you get hot, you get hot and you can make a run at it. And these teams have one-offs. Obviously, the Patriots had something different compared to those Tom Coughlin Giants teams. Like, I wouldn't make that same comparison. But I'm just saying, when we sit here and talk about the state of the roster, so much of it has to do with drafting. And so I can't turn around and say, for a guy who is incredible talent and would make a huge difference for this year, that you can give up so much draft capital. I might be like the only person out here who's saying this, and I love Micah Parsons, and but I kind of feels that way, because I don't want to argue. Like, you know me, Chime. I'm usually for the player now.
Yeah, of course.
Even if the player is 30 years old, 31 years old, I'm like, take the player now, improve your roster
now.
This
guy's 26.
Yeah, take the proven guy who is an NFL caliber super talent, rather than trying to cross your fingers and hope Elliott Wolf picks somebody who's more than just serviceable in the first round of the draft for the next 2 years. But I tie myself up in a pretzel, because honestly, you're where you are because of your bad drafts.
Yeah, I don't think it's too high of a price. I think it was I think Jerry Jones could have gotten more if he shopped him around a little bit, which is why it feels very Luka Doncic-y to me, in that, like, I don't know that he called more than a team. Or actually, maybe, to be honest, it might have been more that Micah Parsons' agent just immediately, like, looked at the Packers, was like, oh, that'd be a great place to go, kind of linked up, had a deal ready to go, and that's when Jerry was like, all right,
okay,
fine, let's deal him, get him out of here.
And for $188 million, I think he's pretty happy going, like, yeah, 100%. Let's get this done.
Yeah, let's go to Green Bay. But I would have made the deal. It was my lead on Friday morning. There's been a lot of people in the comments of that lead, Mego, that are on your side and don't think it was a good idea. But
okay.
I think... A bird in the hand is better than two in the bush.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah. And fans are always going to be, not always, but a lot of time fans are going to say, my team made the right decision. You know, I get that from a fan perspective. I'm not saying that whole justification to say the Patriots can't win the Super Bowl this year, that's impossible. Like, I'm not sitting here saying that. I don't expect that. That's not my perspective. I just think that you are still in a position where your drafts matter a lot. And to give up two first rounders for somebody that doesn't fill one of your premium areas of need would just be a really, really awesome player to watch and definitely boost your defense. It's just not enough for me. It's not a justification enough.
617-779-7937. Will in the car wants to talk about Micah. Go ahead, Will.
Yeah, Mego, thanks for your take, because you and I are on the same page. And I was calling really because of your lead yesterday, Sean. But first of all, I'll say this. I thought of you last night, Sean. I was at the ball game, and I was sitting next to a gentleman, or I was standing next to a gentleman who was, I think, oblivious to who Peyton Tolley was, definitely didn't know who Steens was. I'm not sure he knew what position they played. He was there to get Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon Go night at Fenway Park was last night. I saw that.
Yeah. And I got a tremendous lesson and feigned interest, but it's kind of cool. But anyway, so I did think of you. I was like, okay,
thank
now
you.
I get it.
I appreciate it.
So here's my point about, and Mego, you've touched on it. We aren't the Green Bay Packers. We are two or three years away from being in a position where that type of player puts us into a playoff or over the top. The Packers are in a perfect position where we're in a weak NFC. They can go for it now. We aren't a go for it now team. We need to do what the Packers had been doing. Go draft elite wide receivers, have a second and third year of a strong quarterback, go get an elite running back. We're starting to do that, but we have to do that with draft capital, or at least those assets to use in leverage in a trade. So that doesn't help. What does that do if we get Micah Parsons now, other than handcuff us and get us some more sacks? Do you know that Micah Parsons had 12 sacks last year? Do you know who had 12.5 sacks last year? Kyle Van Noy.
Yeah, but so Micah Parsons also didn't play the whole season.
I agree. But one person, one defensive play, just like an aged, injured Stephon Diggs isn't the answer. One person on defense, when you need so much more, isn't right for us now. Now, when Abdul Carter is disgruntled with his contract in 2 years, let's go get, because we'll be ready. We will be the Packers. We won't just be a fringe playoff team. We'll be a ready-made playoff team. Let's go do that now. I know that we've won so many championships that we can't think of ourselves as an empty shelf, but we're empty, and we have to replenish.
All right, well, I appreciate the call. Look, I just think that Micah Parsons has had 13, 13 and a half, 14, and then 12 sacks in 13 games in his 4 years in the NFL. He is a three-time All-Pro, two-time first-team All-Pro, a Defensive Rookie of the Year. Generational pass rushers like him at 26 years old simply never become available to me. And that, to me, is the most important thing. That is a guy you add to your team and make the cornerstone. And I understand that we are in a little bit of a different position than the Green Bay Packers, in that he doesn't necessarily address a major area of need, but what he adds to your team is so beyond that that I just don't think it matters. Like, I just think that when a player like that becomes available and you have the cap space, especially because you have a quarterback on a rookie contract that just happens to line up perfectly with the contract you would give Micah Parsons, where it becomes you have to pay Drake May as soon as Micah Parsons' contract is up, is like the perfect scenario for any team. And with the way the cap increases constantly, you're not going to handcuff yourself. You're not going to put yourself in a bad position, again, because your quarterback's on a rookie deal.
Right. And the rookie deal, like, I really don't care about the cash/cap space perspective. To me, it's you're in this position where you're still patching together some pretty serious positions on your roster, and you still don't have long-term solutions for them. Like, the reason, from my perspective, that you had to draft Will Campbell at left tackle, even though there were question marks around him and continue to be question marks as he's trying to get up to speed at the NFL level, is because you left yourself with no other option for left tackle, unless you were going to trade back and take a risk on somebody further down in the draft. But you felt like this was the guy who gave you the best opportunity to fill that spot. I think that if you gave up that draft capital and went for Micah for this trade, you're continuing to hinder your ability to fill out premium areas on the roster, because as you just said, somebody like Micah Parsons almost never becomes made available. But we keep saying that about so many of these guys. Oh, look at just what happened with these wide receivers. Like Terry McLaurin, you were right on top of this, Shime, all along, negotiating tactic.
Yeah, that none of them were actually available, though.
Exactly.
Like, that's the thing.
But so you can't just turn and say, well, screw the draft. The Patriots aren't great at the draft anyway, and I don't believe in Elliott Wolf because we'll just go in free agency. These guys don't make it to free agency. Like these
exactly,
top
which is why you have to trade
guys.
For them.
Well, this is one case
all the more
where
reason you should go get a guy like this.
Could have happened, but overall, like, it usually doesn't. You have to find your own. And like, so, you got to find your own. And you haven't been able to do that in like a decade. So at some point, you have to start finding your own, and you can't give up that capital.
So I disagree. I don't think you have to always find your own. I mean, you had an opportunity this year, if you wanted to acquire a guy like DK Metcalf. Like, he was available and cheap. Like, it wasn't like you had to spend a ton of draft capital to get him, and then all you had to do was pay him. But to me, it is that. That's why ultimately my whole thing with this is just it's a clear indication that the Patriots are not in, have no desire to be a competitive playoff team this year. And again, it's another reason why I'm like, to all those people in La La Land, you should really reality check yourself about exactly where this team is going to be, because they don't even feel like they want to invest enough to compete. They're not attempting to get guys like DK Metcalf. And I know on a Katie Nolan podcast, he said he doesn't want to live in Massachusetts because the name of the state's too long, or any crap like that. But regardless, there's been a bunch of receivers that have become available and moved, whether it's DK Metcalf or George Pickens or whatever, and the Patriots are never involved. Jacoby Myers is reportedly seems available to want to trade, and we've heard nothing about it since then. Like, they are showing me, by every one of their actions, they're cutting talented players in a roster that needs to keep as many talented players as they can, and they're not trying to invest in the trade market whatsoever. They have zero desire to compete this year. Zero.
Again, I think it's a generalization because you're pissed off that they didn't get Micah Parsons.
It might be.
at the end of the day, you're like, I wanted Micah Parsons in a Patriots jersey, which I get. And I think that's legit. I don't think it indicates that they definitely don't see themselves as being competitive this year. I think that they do see themselves as being competitive this year. I think they probably see themselves as being a 9-win team. Like, if you asked Mike Vrabel, if you gave him truth serum and held his feet to the fire and said, what's the best your team's going to be? He'd probably say maybe 10 wins. Like, I think that's how they, if everything cracks right for them. But that's not, I'm not saying that to be like a downer and to say that they shouldn't be aggressive in the trade market and aggressive looking for these guys. I think that they should, but this one wasn't exactly a perfect fit to me.
Yeah, I just, it feels very much, and Wiggy brought this up on our show on Friday, it feels very similar to when it felt like Lamar Jackson might move, and everybody at this time was like, why would you trade a bunch of draft picks for him? You need to load up. You need to use your draft picks for other stuff. You don't need a quarterback like that. Like, I'm like, what do you mean? When a generational player becomes available, you go and get them. Like,
well, that, I think quarterback is just a completely different conversation no matter what.
Like, sure, that's, I get it, but like, I think generational players in general, like, when they become available, you go and acquire them. And Micah Parsons went for less than Jalen Ramsey did when he got traded to the Niners from the Jaguars years ago. Or, I'm sorry, not the Niners, the Rams, from the Jaguars to the Rams years ago. Like, this was a bargain, in my opinion, for Micah Parsons, and you were nowhere to be found. And that's, I think that's, again, that's one of the major reasons why I'm frustrated, is I felt like this was such a reasonable price. I think the Cowboys are idiots for dealing Micah Parsons for as little as they did.
We all agree on that.
Yeah. Like, that was so dumb. But, and so, like, I think that might be one of the biggest reasons why I'm like, why are you not in on this guy? This is so cheap. This was a home run deal, and you were nowhere to be found.
If you're a Cowboys fan, how utterly disgusted are you today that not only did Jerry trade Micah Parsons and is trying to sell you that this was the right thing for the franchise, but that also you have this however many episode Netflix series all about America's team, where it's just Jerry basically saying how he got the Cowboys to be in the A block of every ESPN show ever, and that's his greatest accomplishment. Like, get out of here with that noise. I, as somebody who grew up in the DC area, have no empathy for Cowboys fans whatsoever. Yeah. But if that was my team, I would be kicking and screaming today with the season starting a week away, being like, I don't know if I can watch this team this year.
Question for you. I'm a fan of a conspiracy theory every once in a while. Is this so many
on your morning show are.
Is this Jerry's attempt to get Arch Manning to become a Cowboy?
Like, think it's full Luka Doncic?
Full Luka Doncic, loads up on draft picks, gives himself an opportunity that if he's not the first pick, he can trade into the first pick, no problem. He's pissed at Dak Prescott for missing so much time last year, even though he's paid him $40 million a year. Dak's contract will be up soon enough. You move on to Arch Manning and everybody wins. That was the first thing that came into my head post Micah Parsons trade once the fog had cleared a little bit.
It would make way more sense than just being disgruntled with Micah Parsons and deciding to move him to the Packers. But I think that would be a bit of a stretch.
Maybe.
I honestly don't give Jerry that much credit.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I don't think so, but I like the conspiracy theory.
Let's go to Bruce in Cape Cod. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I know you've had calls in before, but it just seems like the fans are really up on Drake May. He really hasn't shown us anything yet. He might have a strong arm, might be a good guy, but he wasn't very impressive last year. And everything's going to fall apart if he's not what they think he is. I don't know what you have to say about that, but I'm a little nervous.
Okay, thanks for the call, Bruce. I think there's a group of other people that agree with you that are nervous about what Drake May is. I am not. I think that he did show some things on a team that was horrendously bad last year to a point where I still don't even know how they won as many games as they did. Like, it's kind of surprising with the just absolute debacle that was going on behind the scenes.
I'll tell you how they won one.
That's right, because the Bills didn't want to win. They literally threw the game. I've never seen a team throw a game harder than the Bills did in Week 18 last year. And so I think that's a major reason why I have a lot of faith in Drake May, and I trust what I've seen watching him play football at UNC and in the NFL, I believe he's really talented and really, really good and going to grow into a great quarterback. I think that's why I'm so high on him. Like, it's
the
just,
reason fans are high on Drake May is because he's the easiest eye test ever. you know? You don't have to sit there and talk about any fancy football stats or his completion percentage and prop him up that way. You just watch the kid play, and he throws boneheaded interceptions sometimes, and he will probably still have some stupid lack of experience-based turnovers, but you watch him, and you're just like, damn, the kid has an arm, and he can take off and run, and he's a big kid, and I'm excited about him.
Yeah, I just I look at
that,
it as...
It's not that complicated. I understand the reservations completely, because I still have some of them, too, but he's a walking eye test.
Yeah. And you want to know who else had a lot of those same issues at the beginning of their career? Brett Favre. I would take a Brett Favre on this football team for the rest of his career. That's I would be thrilled by that. Two Super Bowls, and a lot of touchdowns, a lot of passing yards, maybe a lot of interceptions. I'm okay with that. I'll walk away happy with that.
Let's be honest with ourselves, Shime. When we hear about how quickly Drake May processes, or that he's like so smart that the Giants loved that about him, how easily Josh McDaniels has been able to continue to add to his playbook and be able to just like throw more and more and more at him. It all feels like icing on the cake. Yeah. We're like, hey, don't gild the lily over here. We already like him.
Yeah,
we
don't need him. You don't need to sell us on this.
We don't need him to be an astronaut, okay?
617-779-7937. Mego and Shyam here with you till noon today. We'll actually get to Peyton Tolley coming up next, I promise, right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Mego and Shyam here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, taking you up until noontime, right up until college football kickoff, baby! Football's back officially. We got Texas, Ohio State today to kick off your college football slate right at noontime. So that's going to be a blast. Mega, we meant to get into Peyton Tolley a little bit in that previous segment. Got derailed. I had to take some callers, you know, talk to the people. But I wanted to get your thoughts on Peyton Tolley's first outing as a Boston Red Sox last night against the Pittsburgh Pirates in a game the Red Sox did ultimately lose 4-2.
The Piglet, right? That's what Lou's calling him?
Oink, oink.
How could you not love it? I mean, you understand watching him last night why the Red Sox fast-tracked this kid. Yeah. I mean, he was in Greenville in April, and all of a sudden he's up here like the Walker Buehler release and that they couldn't work him into the bullpen. We can get into that as well. But he looks like what I think right away we wanted Brian Baio to look like. That's what I kept thinking last night, was like, okay, finally somebody's promise is just immediately delivered. And I don't know if he's going to be somebody who is a huge force in their postseason run. I don't know if you put that much on him, but I think it was interesting that he was going against Skeens, because correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Skeens had a very similar trajectory up through MLB as well, where like same year that he started in the minors, he was basically just fast track promoted up to the majors. And now you see what he is on the other side. Like I think it's worth getting super hyped over whenever the Red Sox have a pitching prospect
sure.
who looks like this. Is it indicative from one outing that this is who he's going to be for years and years for the Red Sox, or even through the next couple months if he's part of this postseason run? Definitely too early to say, but I buy the hype. Like, I'm here for all the hype because it's rare that you get this.
Yeah, to me, it very much felt like almost David Pricey when he came into the league with the Tampa Bay Rays, how he came in. He kind of made a little bit of an impact at the end of the season, but then was really effective for them out of the bullpen and stuff in that playoff run, which I feel like Tolley could absolutely do for the Boston Red Sox. I watched him face that first batter, and I was like, oh, I get why they liked him. That's all it took. It took one batter for me to go, I had never watched Peyton Tolley before in my life. I knew of him. I had never seen him pitch in Worcester or anywhere else. I saw him face one batter, and I go, oh, I get why the Red Sox liked him. He is exactly their style. Like the classic I think you should leave sketch. That shirt is exactly my style. He's a big, strong lefty who gets you down in the count and wants to blow it by you. He shook off, I forget who was on the Nesson broadcast, talked about how he specifically shook off an off-speed pitch, wanted to go to the heat to get the strikeout on the first batter, and hits 99 on the gun and blows it by him. And like that, I'm like, oh, okay, I get what the Red Sox wanted. Like, he was a little bit erratic, but he's pure power. And he's only going to be able to control that more and more as he gets older and better. But I mean, 6'6", 250, this kid can heat it on you. And I think there's a chance that you get a little bit of that David Price juice in the playoffs from him once you get there, which I think could be very beneficial for this team, especially the way your 1-2-3 pitchers have been pitching with Crochet, Bayo, Giolito. They've looked great. Giolito less so than the first two, but even still, like, when they're great, they have been awesome this year. And so I think heading into the playoffs, knowing those are your top three, and then if you need to go kind of a bullpen game in that fourth game, or you need to have Tolley come out of the pen in some of those other games, I think is a really good position to be in as you enter the playoffs.
What did you think of the Buehler release on the flip side?
Yeah, I get it. Like, he had been really disappointing. He even talked about it. He had gotten moved to the bullpen. He was okay in his bullpen outing a couple days ago or whatever it was, but he just wasn't what they had originally signed up for, right? They expected to get the guy who helped those Dodgers teams get to the World Series and win the World Series, and he simply wasn't that. And it was unfortunate. It didn't go the way they wanted to, but it was probably the right move. And if it's to make room for Peyton Tolley,
if it opened the door, hey,
yeah, I'm okay with
now.
That. Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'll take the big 6'6" lefty who throws smoke over Walker Buehler. Thank you,
dude,
very much.
Dude, and we haven't even talked about the stash. The stash
is
so awesome.
Oh, it's so cool. He's such an easy, easily likable player. Did you see the clip going around of Chad Tracy telling him he was going to start against Paul Skeens?
I did, and I have said this before, like, inject those videos straight into my veins.
Agreed.
I loved it when they did it with the password a week ago. I love those videos.
They did it with Marcelo.
We can work on the production quality, I think, a little bit. Like we,
yeah, but
we
I think they're trying to do like the hidden phone footage type deal.
I know, but we can do something like a little bit better with the hidden camera technology.
True.
But I don't know. It was a great, it was a fun start. Obviously, you don't get the outcome that you wanted, especially against the Pirates, unfortunately. But I'm not that down on it because of what you did against the Orioles.
Yeah, and like, it wasn't Tony's fault either.
No, absolutely not. It was the bullpen falling apart once again. But I don't look at it and go like, what a complete utter disaster you are for losing a game to the Pirates. I think overall, you still have to feel extremely positive about where the Red Sox are and where they're going. If this kid is able to be 80% of what he was last night through the next several weeks, then that is just like a complete bonus for what you're expecting from the postseason run.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think you need to win these next two games against Pittsburgh because I think you need to load up as many wins as possible before getting to the Toronto Blue Jays at the end of the month, who you are chasing in the division if you want to win the division. So I think you need to take the next two. But like last night, I wasn't totally concerned that they lost because you were facing Paul Skeens. I'm like, well, there's a chance he just comes out and throws a gem and there's nothing you can do because he's arguably the best pitcher in baseball. That wasn't the case and you still ended up losing, which is a bummer. But as long as you take the next two against Pittsburgh, I think you're golden. You got one today, 4:10 first pitch. Dustin May is on the mound for your Boston Red Sox. And then tomorrow afternoon.
Don't love that.
No, not the best. But if you come out swinging, you'll be all right. And then tomorrow you get Giolito on the mound, which is a much better matchup for you. So as long as they can take two out of three here against the Pittsburgh Pirates, I think you're in a good spot.
I think looking at a game like last night, it's kind of like if you go see a comedy, like you go see a comedy movie. And overall, the movie's not that great, but there's a couple of lines or like one scene that's so funny that you're going to keep repeating it. And that's how I feel about Tolley and plus Roman Anthony going yard off Skeens.
Yes.
You're like, okay,
that was
overall,
awesome.
This was not the outcome that you want, but you can take away things that are actually meaningful and feel good about that going forward.
Yeah, real quick before we hit the break, how are you feeling about Roman Anthony at the current moment? I know you and I have talked about this, like the young stars in the city previously, but like last night that home run was awesome. He continues to, it feels like, improve like day after day. He just continues to get better. Where are you at on Roman Anthony?
Well, as somebody with multiple vowels in my last name, I'm totally here for our Italian revolution in Boston sports. Between, we haven't even talked about Tommy DeVito coming to town.
Yeah, Tommy
Cutlets.
We got
Roman Anthony. Like, this is great for my people.
The
I'm
North
so
End
happy.
Is going to be popping soon.
We
that's
need
for sure.
we need a strong Italian presence on the Celtics, and we'll be good. Like, I know it's a lot to ask to put that on the
Can't you
Bruins.
Just go get, like, Dante DiVincenzo?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We need a pie on over there on the Celtics, and I don't know where we're gonna find it, but we need it.
Yeah, well, we they tried to when they grabbed Danilo Gallinari. He's from Italy, isn't he?
That's true.
So, you know, that unfortunately just didn't work out. 617-779-7937. Mego and Shine with you, taking you up until noontime today. We're going to get it back into some Patriots talk. Forged in Foxborough, episode 3 is on the way. We're going
to
get.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.